Are we starting now, or are we starting?
We're
like,
starting. We're here. We're here.
As I was saying, baseball is the least.
It's not.
Is the most unpatriotic, un-American fucking game on the entire planet America.
It is.
Planet America.
Yeah, the United States.
That's actually very unpatriotic.
The United States.
Nah.
The United States.
Baseball is actually the most American sport. It's America's pastime.
Are your states united?
Are the states united?
Are your states united?
My states are 1,000% united.
Because mine are.
Yeah.
And they're united by stripes that are red, white, and blue. You have fucking white and what is this? Black?
White and blue.
Fucking blue, navy blue? Where's the red?
That's black, blue,
I want to see you bleed, P. I want to see you bleed. Colors of patriotism, dog. Fuck baseball.
Why? Why fuck baseball? Why don't you like baseball?
Because it's so boring. I can't sit there enjoying it, bro.
Nah, bro. I was exactly how you are, 3-4 years ago, thinking the same thing. I was like, this shit's so boring. Like, I can never watch this. But I actually got invested a little bit. And that sport is fun, bro. Fun
what happened watch. 3-4 years ago?
Nothing. I was just...
We were shut down in a pandemic.
No.
Where you had all the time in the world to watch the most boring game on the planet. Might as well start watching golf.
Nah. It's not like that, bro.
It's football
nothing. I'll actually say that it's one of the hardest sports ever.
What?
It's a really hard sport to play. I would say that.
What's really hard?
Baseball.
Yo, go suck a cock.
Bro, you know what it is to hit a ball that comes in 100 miles per hour,
bro,
and you got to hit it with a stick? That's fucking hard, bro.
You know what's really hard?
What?
Golf? Boom. And that, making a hole in one.
Okay, that is hard too. I'm not saying baseball is the hardest. I'm saying it's one of the hardest sports.
You know what's even more hard than that? Catching Didi. That's fucking hard. Where's he at?
Word. Did they catch him yet or not?
I don't know. Didi, last I heard, they caught a guy and then somebody made a video of that guy saying that's not Didi, that's Jean-Pierre because he looks Haitian. Is Didi Haitian?
No.
I don't know.
But all I know is that Justin Bieber.
What about the Biebs?
He's been dingling and dangling with Diddy.
The Diddler.
As well as Meek Mill.
McNugget.
Meek Mill. How the fuck do you say his name?
Meek Mill. Man, you got
I'm saying meal. Meal. Like the McDonald's meal. Yeah,
that's what Diddy was saying.
It's Meek Mill.
That's what Diddy was saying.
No, Mill. Uh-huh. Meek Mill. Meek Mill.
Diddy was saying, come on, McNeil. Come give it to me.
Oh my McNeil. God. Allegedly. All this is alleged.
Nah, bro. There's no way. Bro, I didn't read the court documents, but I've seen plenty of videos and like pictures of the court documents. Bro, there's too much detail of like everything that supposedly he's done for it to not be true. Some of it, at least.
Son,
even if one of them is true, it's already crazy. That's crazy because everything there is already nuts.
If I accuse you of diddling a couple diddled people, are you running?
Am I running?
Just staying there and fighting it?
Nah.
But he didn't run supposedly though.
What you mean?
I thought he got on a jet and dipped.
He didn't. He was in Miami.
That's what I heard. But then
just left.
Yeah, his jet was out.
With his alleged drug mule, right? That white dude who used to ball but looks crazy. That's
wild. I don't know, but I don't know what's going on with Diddy,
But I've been looking into it even deeper, bro. There's been going on this shit with Diddy for a long time.
Yeah, they were like
long time ago. People have been saying this shit about Diddy.
Even Cat Williams said that he got offered some money and And 50 Cent came out. I saw a video of 50 Cent saying that P. Diddy wanted him to take him shopping.
Yeah.
What? And 50 Cent just fucking called out Stevie J?
Yeah, who? 50?
Yeah, 50. That, yo, there is a whole document. I don't know if it's fake, bro. It's a document that accuses Stevie J, fucking a white guy, on the ass. And that Diddy or somebody told him, if you do this, you'll be producer of the year.
Is this on 50's page?
Yeah.
Then it's real. I don't see that man lie. Yo, that man is a national treasure.
It is a
He's more
treasure.
Patriotic than the game of baseball.
Giving than the American football sport.
I need them to bring back the 50 Cent, even though due to inflation, it's worthless.
21 questions.
And I want him on there. I want Curtis Jackson on the 50 Cent. Get rich or die trying, bitch.
There was a 50 Cent?
Yeah.
I thought it was always quarter.
No, no, no. It was a 50 Cent. Yeah. Then they got rid of it just like the $2 bill.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yo, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Diddy, bro.
We can all agree that Meek Mill did something with fucking
I don't know if I want to agree with that.
I don't know.
No, they had to, bro. Because did you see what on the court thing said?
What do you mean they had to? What's going on over here?
Bro, on the court it said that Meek Mill, I mean Pete Diddy, had something intercourse with a redacted name from a rapper from Philadelphia. No, no. He said redacted name, right? And then it said number 5, but it was redacted. And then on top it said number 5. So when you go down and look at number 5, it said number 5 is a rapper from Philadelphia that dated Nicki Minaj. Who the fuck is that?
I think it was Drake.
Who?
Drake?
Drake? Nah, Drake is not from Philly, bro. Who's the only rapper from Philly that dated Nicki Minaj?
Hold up, but is this real?
Yes, it's on the court documents. From the court.
It's from like the most recent law case that's going on.
I gotta see this, bro. This sounds a little, I don't know.
Bro, I'm not even joking.
All I'm saying is get your tinfoil hats ready. Because
even me, bro, the whole internet saw it. Because even Meek Mill came out saying, it's like, yo, like stop dirtying my name. It had nothing to do with me.
They're going to go after Jay-Z now because that's all they're talking about on Twitter.
Why Jay-Z?
Even 50 Cent. He was like, oh, Jay-Z's been real quiet lately. I don't know. But apparently he's the one pulling the mastermind strings. All I'm saying is I haven't seen this much energy put into Jeffrey Epstein or fucking Harvey Weinstein.
Facts.
What? Last name got to be Hebrew or something?
Actually, Harvey Weinstein has been.
That's what I saw. That's Stevie J, supposedly.
Oh, my God.
What?
Wasn't Stevie J on a VH1 shirt?
No, yeah, but a porn star came out saying that it was actually him. Some other porn star guy.
Bro, when you get money, I saw somebody say this, right? Like, when you get money, right? Like, Diddy.
Yeah.
It gets to a point where, like, you get bitches getting thrown all directions that it gets so boring. And then you want more excitement. It's like if you watch mad porn and then you get tired of watching the same regular porn. So you start watching some more, like, crazy shit, some gritty shit, some, like, almost damn near R-word shit, right? And then that's the same with maybe people with power like that. So then they start doing that weird gay shit.
Because I heard it somewhere, but supposedly the richer you get, the gayer you get.
Whoa.
What?
That's what I heard.
What source?
Because, like, when you're the richer you are, you already do everything. And you're like, let me be gay. And you can be gay because you have the money to shush people.
I'm glad we're poor.
I'm glad we're poor. High five.
You know, it's easier to be gay when you're rich than when you're poor.
I don't think that's...
Yeah, I don't
think so. It's 100% true because if you're gay when you're rich, you can just pay everybody to shut the fuck up and they'll shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I've seen a lot.
You have to be billions. So you're telling me that Trump is gay?
Trump 1,000% put up his legs and got his ass.
Yo, son.
Not at this age. Bro. At this age, it's disgusting at this point if he did that. But he definitely did that a long time ago.
That's one of the
It doesn't look like it's in his character, but Dwayne Rock Johnson, 1,000%.
Yo.
What did he do? What did he
You're telling me you don't picture him having sex with a butt plug in his butt?
Oh, well, you know we want to have a show, right?
I'm sorry, guys.
Cover the kids' ears.
I'm joking.
Wash them. Sanitize right, look, them.
This is the court document. Mr. Combs informed Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones is the one suing Mr. Combs. Mr. Combs is P. Diddy, right? He informed Mr. Jones that he had engaged in sexual intercourse with rapper number 5. The name is redacted. And R&B singer number, whatever this number is, redacted. 4. And Stevie J. Stevie J is one of the guys that's supposed to say a number with sex with. So then it says here, rapper number 5, and the name is redacted. If you go here, number 5 says, he is a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj, right?
Jesus Christ.
And then it says, and an R&B singer, number 4, the name is redacted. It says, the number 4 is right here. He performed at the Super Bowl and had a successful Vegas residency.
That looks like a 6.
Who the fuck is that? That's Usher.
Bro. Usher.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and everybody said, bro, so Meek Mill definitely did something, bro.
I don't think so.
People do things.
And it's okay. But the thing is, like, it's okay. And then, like, yo, this video sucks too.
Right.
He calls him daddy.
To who?
Man, you doing it, man. You deserve it, daddy. You putting in that work. Proud of you. I love you. Yeah.
Meek Mill has always been in his house, always hanging out with him. You know, he signed him, obviously.
Oh, man.
But then again, I'm kind of falling into like the joke of this because in reality, nobody knows if it's true or not. So, but I would like to think it's true because it's funny. Oh, you know, so no. I'm just falling into the little joking, you know?
What would happen? P. Diddy comes, all this shit comes out, and let's say that some way, somehow is true.
What? Like, I'm just saying that this is funny. Happening. I'm not saying about anything else.
I know, but they say all of this has happened. Like, he actually, drugs and sex with all these
1,000%
fucking,
those drugs.
With all these fucking singers and rappers and all that shit. Like, what do we have to say with all this? Like, we will have to be like, yo, the mumble rap is actually okay.
Why?
Because we make fun of all these motherfuckers. Nah. Like, come on, bro. Like,
bro, but this whole thing with P. Diddy has been going on for a long time, bro.
No. He's got a point.
What?
So these guys are alleging to do drugs, getting mad dick in the ass. Mm. The mumble rappers are taking mad drugs, no dick in the ass.
No dick in the ass.
So
they're at least heartbroken.
Heartbroken.
But this motherfuckers like to get their ass broken.
Mm. Wow. The other ones are heartbroken. These guys are ass broken.
Ass broken.
Wow.
Damn.
They're broken ass, man. Yo,
I don't know, man.
But remember, like, P. Diddy, like, we can actually get, like, with the same thing that happened to Usher, like, his whole thing, just like, R. Kelly. You know how we find all these crazy things that he's been doing? It can be possible with P. Diddy, too.
Yo, you think because P. Diddy's becoming too rich, they're like, we're going to take them down?
No.
Just like they took down Kelly?
No, they would just go to fucking, the fuck is his name? The one that's dating Beyonce?
I'm telling you.
Oh, on Jay-Z?
Yeah, Jay-Z's way richer.
Why'd they raid his house? What happened?
I was going to say, if you, no, go with that and then we'll go to Jay-Z, please.
Why'd they raid his house?
Because of that document, that's enough evidence to go raid.
Of him fucking all the guys?
Because there's been, bro, the Cassie incident, she filed the lawsuit next day. That shit got paid off.
There's also a lot of that he's sex trafficking women.
What? No.
Yeah, bro. That's the main thing was because he said, like, they had enough cases that he's doing sex trafficking, right? And then everything, all of this just fell into it. And they were like, okay, so let's just go.
Wait. Hold on. One thing at a time. So this thing, who is Mr. Jones? We don't know.
A guy that used to work.
Former, what's the word?
Inter?
No. He was basically documenting all of his life.
Okay.
I forgot the name. What was it? Director? Film? Videographer. There we go. Videographer.
So Mr. Jones is a videographer or whatever. I can't say that word. And Diddy did all of this in front of the fucking video guy.
Yeah, and he says he has a lot of footage to confirm all this shit.
Yep. That's why he was confident to sue him and be detailed on that. Very detailed on that suing on the paper and the document.
What is wrong with Diddy?
So it's going to get juicier, baby.
But that's the thing, bro. The thing with Diddy's been going on for a long time. It's been going on back to like remember with the rumors coming out that he is the one that killed Tupac? Like all this shit, this shit's been going back with Diddy, his name being stained like this for a long time. But some way, somehow, he's just been getting like under the rug, like type shit. You know?
They're People throwing mad smoke at Jay-Z now, dog. If you look up Jay-Z on Twitter, X, bro.
Why? What does Jay-Z got anything to do with this?
Bro, there's so many fucking context clues. There's so many clues going that way. So many clues going to him, dog. So they're saying he came up. This is all alleged. This is all Twitter source. This is all Craig Media right now. So he came up, right? He got put on by Big L.
Yeah, Big L.
Rapper. Big L dies. Nobody knows what happened, right? Then he's like with Biggie and shit like that. Who's the king of New York? Yada, yada. Biggie dies. What happened?
He's Jay-Z?
Jay-Z. I'm not saying he did anything. But then you got Diddy, right? Hey. And then when Jay-Z basically started blowing up and shit, he starts going against Nas. Nas has a mental breakdown. This is all I saw. So anyways, boom, that disappears. Boom, he has a Leah with R. Kelly, right? He's chilling, right? Then there's videos of him with women that are underage at the time. And then R. Kelly marries this woman. Leah's plane crashes. She comes out with a song that says, age ain't nothing but a number.
You saying that Aaliyah was pregnant?
R. Kelly in the background. She's not pregnant. But what I'm saying.
No, is she pregnant because he found out that she was pregnant?
Aaliyah's dead!
I know. Listen to me. What I'm saying is.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
What I'm saying is R. Kelly found out that Aaliyah was pregnant and he destroyed her plane.
I don't know if she was pregnant, but was she pregnant? Did you hear that?
No, I'm saying. Why would she die? Because you're accusing that JC killed Big L and fucking.
I'm not saying that he did that. I'm just saying a lot of people have died on his come up. But anyways.
It was also the 90s, Craig.
He was cool with R. Kelly. R. Kelly rumors started coming out. Yo, this man's messing with kids, diddling all them motherfuckers. And then he separates himself.
From Diddy.
From Diddy.
No, from R. Kelly.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
R. Diddy separates himself from R. Kelly.
And then R. Kelly. No, then Jay-Z starts chilling with Diddy.
Because who else, you know, where are they going to get the kids from now?
Separates himself. So he's basically the original, the head honcho.
Yo, why is all this fucking sex trafficking and kids, all this, which comes out from New York, Epstein? Like, what's going on?
Yo, wasn't it the Roman Empire? That was like having sex with
minors?
But back then you could have done that and you get away with
normal,
it.
But what if it wasn't normal? What if it was normal to have sex with a man and a woman? And then they were like, oh, let's do this and let's do that.
That
and then it started becoming all this like child shit. They didn't have media. They had carvings on the wall. So they were carving dudes diddling the kids. And then that empire fell. Is ours going to fall?
State building?
Baltimore Bridge. Think about it. Everything's coming down. You seen The Last of Us. Leave the World Behind?
Leave the World Behind?
Yeah.
I seen it. The one with the black guy, right?
Everything is happening as we speak.
Everything's happened all at once.
There's planes falling from the sky. Boeing.
Boeing.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Thank you, Alex Jones. There's bridges crashing. Big bridges.
Big bridges.
Bridges are falling.
Mm-hmm.
We're losing that shit. Ninth fucking biggest port in the country. Taken out.
Taken out.
Russia gets attacked by ISIS.
That wasn't in the movie.
Oh, sorry.
But that's another story.
It is.
Now you got an eclipse that's coming.
April 8th.
April 8th. Apparently it's a big one. There was an eclipse in the movie.
And they're saying, don't let your kids go to school because
who knows what's going to happen. Obama knows. Where's Obama? Where's Hove? Is Michelle Obama a man?
Whoa.
The Republicans are saying that shit. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to press it after that.
But. Okay. But yeah, what do you think?
I don't know if he's a man.
Not that. I don't give a fuck about that. The booms got me away. I'm saying with the shit. You think that movie's
going out everything? We're gonna lose. I'm gonna put every conspiracy on the table. Michelle Obama's a man. Oh fuck.
Republicans said that shit. I ain't say that shit. I'm just repeating what I heard.
He just started going up. He's like, oh shit, that one too.
I don't know, man. I hope none of this is true. For Diddy's sake.
Nah.
But also,
Hold on.
I'm not done.
Sorry.
But just because he was one of the pioneers of everything, what's happening, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Revolt and big.
Oh, and then he sold Revolt too.
Yeah, he sold his shares to Revolt. But, you know, it seems all fishy. Seems all like he's culpable.
Capable?
No, not culpable. That's not a word. I forgot. You said it wasn't a word.
Capable.
That he's
shut up, bitch.
He's at fault.
Okay.
But.
So look.
It will suck.
I get you. It would suck because now you got a whole list of music gone. Not gone, but you're like, damn.
I mean, I still listen Trapped in the Closet every now and then.
Okay. So. With that being said,
was that the name of the song?
No, that's R. Kelly.
That's R. Kelly, even though he peed on women.
Underage women.
Yeah.
Underage kids then, not women.
Ooh, true. But that's neither here nor there. But as I was saying, right, I don't personally want Diddy to get in trouble. But I do, if he's got to get in trouble for the sake of, you know, helping the people that got fucked, literally and figuratively, then it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought you was going to say because we have shit to talk about.
Like what?
If he gets in trouble.
Oh, that too.
And then we will get the coldest Netflix documentary that ever that existed. Is true.
Wow.
And not just the coldest Netflix documentary. We'll probably get a fucking documentary from Prime TV, from Apple TV Plus.
But also, you know, everywhere. That like that document that came out on Netflix from Kanye West, from his videograph, like the guy that did the video thing. Boom. That guy is going to sign the deal with Netflix.
I already know where this is going. This is going to be a documentary on Hulu.
Produced, now Disney.
Produced by Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. Duh. 50. Holla at your boy, dog.
Producers over here, bro.
We're here. You nerd. I always wanted that fucking chain, dog. Always wanted that chain.
God, that's gonna damn.
I called it here first. We got it. We got it right that's here. True. You heard it here first. WBS.
That's actually true. That'd
this is what nice. It news.
But you know, talking about that, Fox. Because I saw it through 50 Cent on Instagram. Fox News was saying that P. Diddy had cameras all over his house.
Yeah, man.
They have videos of like a lot of people doing like crazy shit.
Yeah, he says that he has a bunch of videos of fucking rappers doing illegal.
But you know what?
Now drugs and things that they were not supposed to do with other people.
But now I feel like he's going to get Epstein treatment.
Because well, at this point, he should.
No, in a way that he's going to, you know.
Oh, they're going to.
Yeah, because you remember Epstein had a lot of dirt and a lot of people. And they.
But you know what's the weird thing about this? The difference that I see? It sounds like the people that were with Epstein wanted to do the shit that they did with Epstein on his island. The people that were on Diddy's, whatever the fuck they were.
They didn't know.
Like they were forced. Or they were set up to do that shit.
No, because supposedly there were a lot of infamous parties with Diddy and like the after parties. And some people, I saw a couple of interviews with people saying like, I never stood in the parties because I didn't want to know what was going on afterwards.
Yeah, so they saw that shit. They never wanted to be in that situation. They got in that situation. They're like, yo, fuck that, I'm out. But if you snitch, you can't.
Also, well, there's a video of LeBron James saying like,
what?
LeBron James on the live, he was like, oh, you know, we love Diddy's parties.
King James?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's like, yeah, Diddy's parties. We love Diddy's parties. Oh, and Diddy and Diddy's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
What party are we talking about?
No wonder he wasn't flirtatious with those snow bunnies that were throwing themselves on top of him. When it was like Happy International Women's Day.
How dare you,
King He was James. Like, no, I don't like your kind. I
like mine. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
Long and dark.
Wait, what? What the fuck was that?
Play everyone back. Play everyone back.
Because I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
Yeah, that's wild. I don't know when you saved that one. You should be in jail for that.
Yeah.
No, fuck.
I thought it was a perfect time. We're talking about this shit.
Hell no.
Yo, that's crazy, yo. P. Diddy, wow, yo.
Yeah, man.
Diddy, man.
And
Diddy.
I kind of hope it's true now because we're talking too much about it.
A lot.
Bro, but this is what I'm saying. I feel like it is because it's just been going on for too long for something not to be true.
Yeah, but how come, like, all right, look. Why these people are staying quiet for so long? You know what I mean?
This culture, dog. You can't snitch. Snitches get stitches, dog.
And it's not just that, bro. He has money.
He got
money.
He pays
him.
He got killers, allegedly.
He has a lot of money, man.
And he does, supposedly, because there was also a story of that Diddy blew up. Not a story, like it was documented. I don't know. I don't remember where, but I remember seeing that it was documented. That Diddy blew up his ex's car simply because it was his ex. And he thought that he still liked her. You know what I'm saying? The girl that he was with. And he blew up his car.
And not just any ex. Kid motherfucking Cudi. He tried to kill Kid Cudi.
Yeah,
dog.
It was Kid Cudi's car. Yes.
Wait, Kid X. Cudi
Kid
was
Cudi's
fucking,
car.
He was fucking with Cassie.
Okay, but you said X.
Because he's not with her no more. Diddy's not with her no more.
Okay, and he blew up Kid Cudi's car?
Because Kid Cudi was dating her. And he thought that he was still, you know, had feelings for her and shit like that. So Diddy was like, that's psychopath behavior to prove it. You know, he's like, yo, don't fuck with me. He blew up his fucking car.
Beat the shit out of her, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, made her.
She beat up Cassie.
Allegedly. All this allegedly.
Made her have sex with men so he can watch her and jerk off.
Because it never went to court. He paid it off to say, shut the fuck up.
Wait, is that
true
too?
I'm telling you. Yeah, she put all that in court. She was suing him for all of that.
Doc, were you not there?
Yeah, what the fuck? Where the fuck have you been, man?
I don't need this in my head.
Well, it's there.
I don't need this in my, all these problems.
That shit is a two-pack of ass.
Fit it in your head, dog.
Son, if it doesn't affect my day-to-day, I do not need it. I only know about it here.
What do you do?
Nothing. I mind my own motherfucking business, bro. That's it.
What do you do around here?
Nothing.
What do you do?
I come here. Name.
Sorry, I didn't mean to press that.
I don't think that was the right time, but yeah.
I didn't mean to press that one.
I try to mind my own business, bro. I don't give a fuck. I found out with the goddamn bridge yesterday, bro.
Yesterday?
I'm like, okay.
Bro, I've never seen a bridge fall like that in my life.
Me either.
How many times you repeat that shit?
What you just say?
How many times you fall back and forth that the bridge falling?
How many times did I watch it fall? Several fucking times. Because I've never seen a bridge fall like that. You hit
sucks, man.
One fucking beam and the whole bridge goes down? Unbelievable.
So what do you think?
Well, it's because
what do you think, bro? Because if you hit a beam, you're destroying the whole support of the bridge.
The whole support? Then that makes me think to myself that bridges are weak as fuck.
No.
Why can't that just like one piece go
that
down?
The way that the bridge is made is like it has two. It has two and then it's one. But then this and this holds everything else. So if you bring this down, this is going to fall. And then this is just floating, bro. So it's going to loose too.
You know, we saw there was more than just two.
No, there was only two.
There was like 6-7 of those fucking beams.
Yeah, bro. But if you take out one beam, you're already destroying the whole balance of the fucking bridge. Like everything's just going to...
Craig has
way.
Some type of point.
There was a bridge on I-95 like a couple months ago. Just the fucking one thing fell. This whole shit.
I saw too, like some videos of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Brooklyn Bridge.
The Brooklyn Bridge.
What about
like
it?
On the bottom? Uh-huh. Some people were filming it and things were like
that's
falling
what every
off.
Bridge. That's what a lot of bridges. Man, that's my thing, dog. My question is, who's paying for that bridge?
You are. We are.
The United States, we are. Because Biden came out and said, we going to pay for that.
Look at this. Watch this shit. Now, there's more, dog. Get the bigger version, dog.
Look at that, bro.
Get the bigger version, dog.
But look. So you can see. You see? You see how it fell?
Get the bigger version.
Yo, man, all those people must have fucking...
I want the bigger version.
There's no bigger version.
Yes, there is. Go back. Go ahead. Go anywhere.
Stop talking like Venom, bro.
I'm the Dark Knight. No, I'm Venom. This is Venom. We are Venom.
Look at this shit, dog. The amount right, of
hold
bullshit.
Hold on, Craig. So what are you implying?
I'm saying this was a well-calculated attack on these United States of America, dog.
Dun, 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 dun.
Now we can't play.
Yeah,
they're silencing me, dog. What I'm saying is we can't play the fucking national anthem because we get demonetized.
Yo,
I don't know if y'all saw that in the beginning.
Supposedly there is a what do you call it? They let the authorities know that they were gonna fucking hit the bridge, and they didn't close the bridge.
No, they were trying to close the bridge. They were trying it, but it was already too late. Because they were
It don't look like they were trying. Cars were going by.
No, there was the radio thing came out. Like the audio, or the when they were trying to do it. As they were losing power, they were telling them, yo, you need to close the bridge. But there was really nothing going on. And he was like, okay, can you tell the workers? Because there were workers there. Can you go and get the workers out? So as they were going to get the workers out, literally, it just happened. It just happened. He's like, oh, the whole bridge fell down.
Where
and then
the
guy,
workers where?
There were workers working on the bridge.
No.
Yeah. Dude. They were just working on the bridge, having their regular night at work. And then the guy was like, okay, but whatever. They were on their way to do it. And then he was just, I don't know. Oh, the bridge fell down. And then he's like, what? He's like, the bridge, the whole thing fell down. Call everybody. And like that's pretty much what they were saying.
You know what's the fucked up part about this shit? That I've met people in my life that are afraid to go over bridges.
I hate the bridges, bro.
This shit. gives them more fucking fuel. That's wild.
Let me see if this is it.
Advise the county sick and communication on Fort Armistead. Be advised the entire bridge, the entire key bridge in the harbor. I advise.
No, this is only one part.
Jesus Christ, bro.
This is how I cope.
One of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the key bridge.
See, they're trying to hold all traffic.
Person has just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
Yeah, Pharrell. I'm en route to the south side.
See, so they were on their way working on it.
I'm holding traffic now. I was driving when we stopped prior to the bridge, so I'll have all out of the traffic.
It just stopped. Kept losing power over and over.
Yeah, boy, they are. Can we work on the bridge right now?
All these fucking people, like, just
minding
their own goddamn business. Yeah. Oh, I see the people working.
Stop traffic on their site right now.
They're, like, around here.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. I'm not sure where. There's a crew out there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them up the bridge.
Oh, my God, bro.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll ride up on the bridge. I have all interloop traffic stopped at this time.
Did anybody survive this?
Once you get here, I'll go grab
a couple people.
I think they recovered 7 last I heard.
On the key bridge and then stop the outer loop.
213 dispatch. The whole bridge just fell down. Everybody. The whole bridge just collapsed.
10-4 dispatch is direct. That's correct.
Nobody survived this, huh?
No, like, I think like 6 people survived, I think.
Everybody on the boat survived.
The other side, so the bridge is down. We're going to have to get somebody on the other side, the Anavaca County MSP, to get up here and stop traffic coming northbound.
How many cars? How many cars fell down?
Several cars. I don't know.
There's not an exact number. They don't know.
They don't know what's going on. There's just too much shit going on. That's like a whole wreck, bro. It's just the whole thing collapsed.
Bruh.
Yo, that's crazy, man.
You know, that same exact boat got into an accident with another bridge in Europe?
Yeah.
Where is this boat from?
The same exact one.
Where is this one from?
Made in Diddy.
No Diddy.
No Diddy, dog. No Diddy. That's trying
is
to
it move. From China?
No, Russia.
I don't know.
Is it stop dope? It.
Yeah.
You're lying.
He's a liar.
Why can't we use the American anthem?
The fact that this shit.
You're lying. You're lying.
Huh?
You're lying.
I swear to God, it's a Russian boat.
It's a Russian boat.
Yeah. Or maybe I'm lying.
I think he's lying. I think he's lying.
Ah, right, that's it. Baltimore Bridge. Should I look it up?
Nah.
Nah?
Fuck it.
Do I? Yes or no?
I don't know. Do it. Do it.
Yo, this sucks, dude. Poor people, man. Yo, imagine driving through and then you're just like, what the fuck? They're getting off work or getting out of. Oh, man, this sucks, man.
Look, not only did you fucking fall from a big ass height in your car, you dove into a big ass fucking river, right? That was strong currents, I think. So even if you fell in there, they probably took you out.
Yeah.
So they're not finding everybody that fell. Yo, imagine you drove over that bridge as a regular like time. You hate your fucking life. And then you just decide, let me pretend I was on that bridge. And then you make another life. Whatever happened to what's his name? Never came to work. He never came home. Where'd he go? He's living another life.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
He's in Venezuela.
Do that if I was in that situation. In Venezuela.
He's in Venezuela.
Holy fuck. Yeah, what are we looking up?
I don't know. I don't know exactly where it's from. I'm just trying to look where it's from.
Yo, this is insane, yo. A lot of things happened this week.
Yeah, man. Diddy. Oh, I do have something. Look, real quick.
What you got?
I wanted to show you guys.
Show me. Take your time.
There's a couple things, but this is one of the main ones. I wanted to show you this video real quick. Did you check the... I think, oh, no, we already
talked about back to this fucking
no,
guy?
No, not this guy.
That guy definitely pulled numbers, though.
Yo, facts. Oh.
That man with the cock ring.
The who?
You heard me.
Craig, what the fuck are you saying, man? All right, look,
you
look
guys are telling me that when you're out of the house for hours, you're comfortable walking around with all that stanky body odor that's been building up on you all day? What's even crazier is that some of you are applying deodorant on top of that odor, which is honestly probably making it worse. Let me tell you what I do. It's a little hygiene hack. My friend told me about these cloths from Get Dirty. They were originally formulated for firefighters to remove carcinogens off their skin, which means these wipes don't play games like other wipes on the market. They are antibacterial
all right, so what are
and
your
actually
thoughts?
Lift and remove sweat dirt.
Is this
odor.
AI?
Yeah. That bitch was not blinking.
This is AI.
No, it's
is
not.
It?
Yeah.
Shut up. It sounds like an infomercial, too.
Shut up.
Yeah, this is
so
AI.
Let me get this straight. You guys are telling me that when you're out of the house for hours, you're comfortable walking around with all that stanky body odor that's been building up on you all day? What's even crazier is that some of you are applying deodorant on top of
Craig is trying to look at it. Like,
honestly, probably making it worse. Let me tell you what I do. It's a little hygiene hack.
This bitch
my friend
got a
told
nose
me
piercing.
About these cloths from Get Dirty. They were originally formulated for firefighters to remove carcinogens.
This sounds like an infomercial.
Which means these wipes.
This is AI.
Shut the fuck
so
up.
Practically, what AI is doing now is getting like other people, models and shit like this. And you can do whatever you want
so
with
this
it.
This person does not exist.
I think that this is why I think it's working. I think this person does exist, but AI can make it say and do whatever you want. Say whatever you want. You know what I mean?
What?
I the way I think this works, because there's no way that AI can do this.
Like a deep fake.
Yeah, kind of in a way like that. So you can just type in whatever you want, and AI will make it say that person whatever it wants.
Like Diddy, like Trump saying he told Diddy, like, cut that shit out. There's a video of that. But that shit didn't look that good. You can tell it's fake. This looks legit as fuck.
That this shit, is scary, bro.
That shit looks crazy, right?
Bro, you know what this shit reminded me of? Speaking of body odor, bro, there's this guy at my gym, dog. This guy doesn't wear no deodorant. Goes to the fucking gym with a fucking wife beater on and pajama pants. Ooh. And sneakers. I don't know this man.
Let's guess the race.
This man is running on the treadmill, like full blast, right? And like his fucking deodorant-less fucking pits are just... You cannot go on the same row of that guy. You can smell that guy a mile away.
That's disgusting.
All right, let's guess the
every fucking
why?
Time.
Come on, people.
And then this no, guy, when no, he walks, know. When he walks, he's just like so happy to be in the fucking gym. Like, I think you
he's
stink.
White. I think he's white.
Who do you think? He's a Latinx.
Mm, he's a Craig?
Where are they from?
I don't know. But I don't know, man. This dude just looks fucking, he looks crazy, dog. How do you, don't smell that shit?
Yeah.
Nobody else is going to tell you, yo, you stink, dog. I got to tell him, dog. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to fucking tell him. I'm like, yo, dog.
Can you film it?
I don't know.
I'll give you $1,000.
All right.
For all you right. to fucking do it.
I'll do it. I'll bring it right here. And I'll put him on the episode.
Okay.
Would you really?
I don't know how. How would I do it? I got to be smooth with it, dog. I don't know.
Do better for $1,000. It better be good enough that I'm going to get that money back.
I'm like, here, dog. But like, what is? Because there's some people that don't believe in deodorant, and I'm not one of those people. Mm. I tried, and I cannot.
You tried?
I tried like a couple weeks, and I couldn't do it, dog. That shit stink. And to go to the gym, where you're gonna just intensify? Where's your respect for others?
Where's your respect for others?
You do something like that, who knows what you're capable of doing? You know?
That's true.
That's dirty.
Psycho.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right. There has to be like, because maybe there has to be a way that they know, because they have to know that they smell, right? Because I know if I smell.
Right? Yeah. You're like, damn, is that me?
Like when I smell something, I'm like, damn, it smells weird. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What if he can't smell anything? Mm. Is that possible?
I don't think so. Bro, because that's my thing, bro. Like, people smell things.
You have deaf people.
Like colorblind people have an excuse. Not to smell, but like to fucking see different. Certain different.
Blind people have an excuse not to see.
Blind people have an excuse to touch. Oh, this is your butt. I'm sorry.
What is it called? What is the blind to the fact that you can smell? What is it?
I don't know. Let's find out.
What is the blind of the fact that you can smell?
You have the blind. You have the deaf.
Yeah. So what is that term called for when you can't smell?
Let's find out together, guys. As a family.
Smelly Melly.
So are you going to show us another video of the lady that is an AI?
I was, but...
Is that another video?
Yeah.
God damn.
Anosmia. Anosmia?
I don't know.
Anosmia is the medical term of a partial or complete loss of smell, which can be temporary or permanent. Anosmia can be caused by many things, including injury, COVID-19, or cystic... fibrosis. So maybe COVID-19. He has a cystic fibrosis.
Can you type in that word and see how they say it? And it's got to be anosmia, right?
It has to be, right?
Anosmia. Mia.
A nose for nose. Anosmia.
Anosmia. Anosmia. Damn. What do you think people would, they can't like smell shit do for a living?
Hmm.
You think they could taste differently? Or they taste even better?
They probably can taste different. You think taste and smell has something to do with
anosmia.
Each other?
Anosmia.
Anosmia.
There you go. Anosmia.
Yeah, but... Oh, brother, ew, brother, oh. Anosmia, anosmia.
Anosmia. Anosmia.
Brother, anosmia.
You think the smell has anything to do with the taste?
Hell yeah.
Why?
Because when you smell good-ass food and you eat that food, it tastes delicious. When you smell shit.
But lettuce don't smell like anything and tastes all right.
All right. Yeah, when you throw fucking ranch, blue cheese, some fucking croutons. Fuck. Lettuce tastes good. You a rabbit?
You got a point there. You got a point.
Fuck. Willingly eat lettuce in front of me right now.
I've eaten lettuce with like some lemon, you know, stuff like that.
Not by itself. Celery by itself is okay. Lettuce?
Potato. Does potato has a smell?
I think so. I think so. Yeah. You never smell the potato? Smell potato.
Boiled.
It still smells regular. Smell potato. Let me know how it goes. You ever squeeze the potato?
What about rice? Rice got no smell. After you add condiments.
And potato does have a smell.
That's what I'm saying. He's saying no.
Potato doesn't have a smell?
You ever try to squeeze the juice out of a potato?
A potato smells like a potato. A juice out of a potato? Yeah. Potatoes is not juice.
There is juice in a potato.
There's water. No, that's just water when you boiled it, you dumb shit.
You can squeeze the shit out of a potato.
Bro, a potato is not a fucking lemon.
Look up squeezing the juice out of a potato.
What the fuck does that even mean?
On YouTube or on TikTok, either way, you're going to find a great video.
It's water.
Of a hard potato, just like a... You're telling me that I'll go to the store, buy a potato, and then squeeze it, and water's going to come out?
Swear to God.
You're swearing to God.
I said God. God.
Squeeze. Yes, you can squeeze juice from a potato. Here are some ways to juice.
But I want
potato.
You to find the video. Go you on YouTube. Go on TikTok.
Where is just there a potato that has juice?
Bro, look it
it
up.
It has a little water.
Look it up on YouTube. I'm telling you right now because my phone's dying. I can't send you nothing right now. But the thing is, you can squeeze the juice out of a potato. If it don't work here, go on TikTok and you'll find it for sure. You don't have to put an E at the end of potato. Oh, right there, right there.
Who, this one?
Yeah, click that one. Yeah, click that one. No. Click that one. Click that. She squeezes the juice out of a fucking potato.
No. I saw the video. No,
you didn't. He didn't.
No, what is it? Just click it.
Check it out.
Oh, bro. God,
check
bro.
It out.
Snyder's literally in trouble for this.
It's probably not even.
Hi. Okay. This is another video where I just tell you whatever random thoughts pop into my head. And since these videos have become pretty popular,
just fast forward. We don't
gotta
watch
a special beginning with a theme song and everything. I wrote and produced this myself. Things fine.
All right, no, I'm not watching this. I feel so uncomfortable, bro. She was 15, though.
Was she 15?
Yeah.
I was 15 too back then.
But you know.
What the
I mean, I was
fuck.
15 too back then, too.
Well, yeah. So, you telling me that man didn't do
when
that?
When we first arrived at St. Jude, it was just...
All right, St. Jude.
Dog, how the fuck Dan Schneider's still chilling with all these accusations, and then Diddy's the one getting raided? What's true. Up, dog?
And they have a whole fucking documentary.
Documentary came out before the bust.
Before the bust.
Yo, you know Drake Diddy's Bell busted. Said that he woke up with a dick in his butt.
No.
Yes.
No.
He woke up and said that he was being penetrated.
I wonder what happened. I don't want to know, but like
he got penetrated.
You gotta be a deep ass sleep to not feel the dick already on your asshole, no?
That's nasty.
Especially if you never had a dick in your ass.
I mean, it depends how deep of the sleep you are, because there's different levels of sleep. Oh, there's this REM 1, REM 2, and REM 3.
Bro, so
if you're in REM 3,
so
you're like
all these
deep
kids
in.
That are getting abused, they're on REM 3.
Well, not all
my
of
thing
them.
Is you
probably
wake
Drake
up
Drake Bell was
if you wake up with somebody with a mouthful of you or with a whole foot of them inside you and you already wake up and that's
a
where
foot.
You're at okay 6 inches 5 inches 3.5 I'm fucking
oh up. I thought you meant like an actual foot
no but
like
let's
my
say
feet.
If you wake up and it's already mid happening
yeah a foot and it's crazy.
What the fuck
yeah.
is going on with your life?
That's wild.
I'm not saying
though.
He's gay, but like you're waking up when
you've
they're trying
tried
to
be
maybe, maybe, maybe he was like this. He was like,
let's see how far we go.
No, he was whoa. Like, I want to be
famous. Nah,
no,
shut up.
Look, I'm not making light of this situation.
Me either.
Of this exact situation.
You are.
We're making.
Okay.
Shut up. So, look, what I'm saying is, it's crazy. Like, When did you wake up?
Wait, hold on. Before we continue, how true is that?
What?
That well, you saying, hold on. You said that Drake Bell said, I woke up with a dick on my ass?
I'm going by what my boy told me, and I trust him.
Yeah. Oh, God. You heard it here first, guys.
You know what?
I'm sorry for everything
we
said.
He was telling me that he was watching it. As he was watching, he's like, yo, Drake Bell just said on the show that he woke up with a dick in his butt. I swear to God, that's what he said. So I'm
did
just
you
like,
watch it?
I didn't watch
it. Ah. Why are we doing this?
No, but he then didn't. I asked him, I was like, yo, did he really say that he woke up with a dick in his Look, butt? Like that word for word?
No.
And he's like, obviously he didn't say that, but he did say that he was getting penetrated as he woke up. He said something like that.
Your boy should be a journalist.
He was getting penetrated?
There was some sexual penetration.
No, I saw the fucking show.
Okay.
So you saw it. So why didn't you stop me and correct me if I was wrong?
Because you went. I was like, this guy's not going to say it. And he said it. And he fucking did it. Look, this
man. So what happened?
This man basically said that he was sleeping and he was woken up to that man just doing what he had to do. And then the
What is that?
What does that mean?
Listen to me. Then the lady was like, can you tell us what happened? And then he was about to break down. And he paused for like a minute, and he was like, I can't, because obviously that's just traumatizing because it happened for months. That man was getting abused for months, right? And then he was like, "What? Let's just leave it at this. Whatever you think is the worst thing you could possibly do to somebody was happening to me. And that's all he said.
So he was getting penetrated.
Probably.
That's the worst thing.
The worst thing that something can do to somebody, bro, the fucking
sexually,
centipede.
Like an abuse.
So what's worse than that?
I don't know. Whatever you could think of. That's all he said. So it's up to your interpretation, just like John Cena's Instagram.
What is this? The Last of Us, bro? Like, what the fuck? Tell me the story.
No. I can't.
You watched the show.
Bro. Yeah, but I wasn't there for the event.
That shit is a two-pack of ass. The fuck are you talking about? That shit stinks.
It probably did.
Okay. I don't know, man. Oh, but you guys know the Nets Declassified show?
Yes. Oh, they got on their song.
They did what we did like 10 minutes ago and made fun of this situation, and everybody and their mother fucked it up.
Yeah. Wait, but this is this guy. We're going through his fucking... Whatever, it's bro. Okay, bro.
Hey, okay. Man.
This is how we cope, humanity. This is how humanity copes.
That's literally what so they said, and they still got fucked.
So you think Ariana Grande and all those kids and, you know, maybe Keenan from them too?
So
what
look.
What I did see is, you know, the older brother from iCarly?
Okay.
The older brother in iCarly? Yeah. They were saying that like he was always overprotective because he kind of knew what was going on.
I saw that, but it wasn't a part of the show. It was like a TikTok. Yeah, I probably saw the same one. But no, look, so the blonde
this
girl.
This guy and his fucking news source.
What, bro?
The blonde girl,
it wasn't just on TikTok.
The blonde girl, Jeanette McCurdy. McCurdy? McCurdy. Anyway, the blonde girl from iCarly, right? She went on record saying that.
On the book.
On the book.
Saying I hate my mother book or something like
that. Yeah, that when she was done with Nickelodeon, they offered her an alleged $300,000 to never speak about working at Nickelodeon. And she said, nah, y'all give me hush money. And then they were like, no, it's not hush money. Just take the money and never say nothing. So what she's implying is a lot of Nickelodeon kids took that money after their careers are done. And that's why nobody's coming out saying nothing, because they agreed to money to never speak of it again.
Because if they do speak on it, they're going to get sued up their ass.
They're going to get diddied.
Or Drake Bell.
No, I mean, no, like I killed. Think that's somebody's going to get killed.
Huge fucking difference. Drake Bell got penetrated.
Well, Diddy that's penetrated allegedly. It.
Allegedly.
It's Drake Campana.
The dude went to court. The guy that diddled him went to jail for 16 months.
No, he's saying.
And it was free and worked at Disney afterwards.
I'm saying allegedly got penetrated. That's what I'm saying allegedly too.
No, he got digged down, dog.
So Drake Bell got digged down.
Yeah.
So why didn't he just say that straight up? And you were like, oh, I don't know. He said that the worst thing that could happen to a human being. That's what he said. Guys take that up to
if you're getting
didn't
abused,
he say that?
If you're getting, if you're getting abused by a grown man.
Yeah.
Older and bigger than you, right? For months.
Yeah.
He's doing whatever he wants with you, dog.
Yeah. So now you're on record.
A, B, C, and D all happened.
So on record, he got penetrated.
He had to.
No. On
he
record.
Had to.
No, he had to. Yes or no? No had
I
to.
I said he had to.
No, yes
he
or
no. He doesn't confirm it. He just said
but before,
shit went down.
But before, 2 minutes ago, you just said, no, he got penetrated.
I said he got digged down.
Exactly. But now you're like, he had to.
Somebody's dick was out and another person... was receiving it. That's all I know. That's what I was doing.
So Drake
because you can't make you cannot, if as an abuser, you cannot make the other person fuck you, right?
Now, I want to say something. Yeah. Is Drake Bell using this as trying to get out?
No.
What he used, what, you know, what happened?
Yeah, yeah. So people are there like, oh, so we're just trying to victim, like make him a victim when he was already grooming other people, like underage.
Because he took this opportunity, because to film, they must have told him, like, yo, look, we got this documentary. He's like, yeah, this is great.
And then he dropped a song about.
Was he found guilty though?
He just dropped a new song.
He was found guilty for grooming.
He was talking sexually with a young underage girl.
Can we confirm this?
It's already out there. What do you mean?
Because your sources are crazy. And yes. I need proof. Because if that's the case, then yeah, you know what?
You got your source from a guy at a bar.
It's the same guy at the bar?
Yeah.
I told you should have brought him in, bro. We should have just sat down, watched the game together, and there we go.
Come on, what do I put? Did Drake Bell what? Did Drake Bell got
sentenced?
No.
Did Drake Bell talk to underaged girls?
And got dick down.
Did Drake Bell get charged for what he did? What? Come on, man.
It says Bell pleaded guilty to felony attempted child endangerment and a misdemeanor charge of disseminating? Help me?
I never seen that word in my life.
You see, I'm suffering here. Help me.
Disseminating? What the fuck is that?
Yo, this is what, yo.
Disseminating?
You guys are listening to this. You listen to a bunch of speaks to speak English.
Harmful material to a juvenile. In 2021, he was sentenced to 2 years of probation.
Yo, what's
so he was found guilty.
But guilty of what?
Disseminating
child endangerment, which is he was talking to a little girl, talking sexually and shit like that.
Attempted
child endangerment.
Yeah.
That means the child was endangered around him.
Exactly. And that they considered that an endangerment.
But what the fuck is disseminating harmful material? That means he was giving this child something?
Yes. Alcohol, stuff like that, I guess.
Okay. Now, was the child?
I thought he was sending her pictures and shit like that.
Was the child a man or a woman?
Dick pics. It was a little girl, man.
So is he implying that he did this because of what was done to him?
No, but apparently it's very common
spread.
What?
He was spreading harmful material to a juvenile. So he was giving harmful material.
Can we go to news?
Craig, why don't you? It literally right there.
All right.
Is going to come out all the new shit.
Okay. Well, anyways. So yeah, people are saying like, why the fuck are we talking about this when he did it himself? But the hurt others. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the hurt finds a way to get out of his harmful ways.
What's done to them, they do it to others. So they want to show they got power.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like he found a way. He's like, let me get out of this hole.
He didn't have to come back, though, because he was in Mexico living his best life.
Drake Campana.
Yeah, he didn't have to. But still, though.
Yeah.
He wanted to clear his name some way, somehow.
Yeah, but then, I found it fishy because I did feel weird because he dropped a music video about exposing Nickelodeon with his new song.
Ew.
I fuck with Drake, but I don't fuck with Drake that much.
And matter of fact, Nickelodeon looks like the Epstein Island, bro. You ever seen that?
I saw that conspiracy, yeah.
Come on, bro.
Could be.
I don't know.
I think so.
Too true to be true. Wait. Too true to be true.
No.
Is that a saying? No, too good to be true is the saying. What a fucking idiot.
Welcome to the land of the free, home of the brave.
I don't know, man. Drake Campana, Diddy, both these
but
right
to
there.
To be fair, wow. I do want to give credit to Craig over here.
Why?
Because he's been saying that shit about Nickelodeon for a long time.
Yes, he has.
Oh, you've been dog.
You've been saying that shit about the foots. Remember when it all started with the buzz and
shit
like that?
Yeah.
He's been saying this shit for 2 years. Nobody wanted to listen to
Craig. Yo, society's quick to call you crazy. Maybe society's crazy, dog. But this ain't over. I'm going to leave another one, dog. Another one. Fuck, man. You put me on real quick. I forgot what I was. Oh, yo, before we got to go, what the fuck? Can we look up what's happening with this fucking, eclipse that's coming? If leave the world behind is like coming to fruition right now. Like, what's gonna happen? It's supposed to be big. Kids aren't allowed to go to school. What the fuck's going on, dog?
Wait,
what is up with this? It's next month. What's happening on April 8th? Get your shit ready, people. This is the last thing we're leaving. No, no, no. We got to celebrate before we go.
It's
going to
be the eclipse of the century.
Yeah, but what is happening? What do people expect to happen?
The sun and the fucking moon are going to collide.
Bro. But there is something going on with this.
Go back. What did you Google? Because you fucking said, did Drake do what he did? No. What is supposed to happen on the solar eclipse?
It's going to give a sign. Sound any better. No. It's going to give a... No, no. Right there, right there, right there. It happened on... On April
8th,
2024.
This, Craig?
Down, down.
Craig, this?
Go on the, what is supposed to happen on, yeah, the second one. Go to the second one. But it's just going to say an eclipse.
Okay. A total solar eclipse will cross North America, passing over Mexico, United States, and Canada.
Bro,
happens when the moon passes between the sun and Earth.
No, no, no. That, no shit, no shit. Go to Twitter and find out. They're going to give you the real answer.
Facts.
The conspiracy answer.
Go to Twitter and write eclipse on April 8th, and they're going to give you the fucking answers, dog. I'm not saying you got to trust everything you see on the internet, but you can't not trust everything you see on the internet. You know what I'm saying? They're putting chemicals in the water that turn the frogs into...
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Look at that CERN.
Do you understand that? Serious crap.
Oh, shit.
Jesus. Okay, anyone find it strange that CERN are firing up their Hadron Collider on the same day as the solar eclipse on April 8th? The Hadron Collider is the world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator used to try and discover the universal God. So what they're saying is this shit, this portal. I've heard about this portal, but I didn't know they're connecting the same shit. Mm-hmm. On this shit that they invented, it's supposed to be a particle fucking thing, aka another portal. So they're gonna open a portal up on the fucking day of the eclipse, dog. On Avatar: The Last Airbender, the fucking all the nations attacked the Fire Nation when the eclipse happened, dog. Filer Sozin, where you at, bitch? Yo, we coming for you, dog.
I'm not sending my kid to school that day. Yo.
Why not?
Nah,
why? Go to work. Do your thing, dog. Guess what? We just gonna print more money.
Bring, calm down, calm down. I mean, go back.
That's the
go
first
back.
Thing we saw. Keep going. Keep looking for more shit.
Craig just landed on the first thing.
Yeah. Okay, look. Oh, right here. Here we go. What are they saying? What are they saying? What are they saying? Well, look at the CERN. Oh, look at that. CERN is trending, and the LHC comes online on the day of the eclipse on April 8th. What can go wrong? Why does their logo have 666 on the design and the God of Destruction statue in the corner? I don't know what the fuck I'm reading right now. This is crazy.
This is what you believe in, Craig.
I don't believe in this. I just like entertaining it. Who plans on traveling?
Sorry.
My bad. Who plans on... Nah, nah. Keep going. Keep going. This CERN shit is new to me. CERN? But you know what's crazy? Yeah,
you
CERN.
You never heard of CERN?
Yeah.
Never heard of CERN?
I heard of it.
Oh, okay. That is pretty odd, though.
What?
That's happening.
Oh, Simpsons predicted something. What they do? What they do? What they do?
Oh my God!
The monorail. I remember this episode. Oh, these are different. Complete. They're completely different. Oh, you think they're gonna use that machine to make a fucking weapon out of the fucking
like eclipse? The Death Star
and kill certain people?
Holy shit! They're probably what? What's that saying? They're probably planning a solar eclipse shutdown on April 8th. The National Guard rolling into McCurdy County for a solar eclipse. We know that it's not for crowd control. A recent leak from the Oklahoma newspaper reveals that. Okay, fuck you. But anyways, look, we got a few days till April 8th.
So wash your hands.
Stay ready. Be
and
ready.
Do not look at the sun.
Look at that bitch. Because it will. Yo, there was an episode of Naruto.
Look at that bitch.
There was a whole thing in Naruto where they turned the moon into a fucking weapon to control the entire planet, dog. You look at that fucking moon. If you're under the light of that moon, you're controlled under its spell.
I'm trying to see if I find something, because I read something earlier on Facebook
about
the fucking eclipse too. Like, yo, don't send your kids to school because this thing. I just stopped reading. I was like, fuck out of here.
That's Texas, I think, that's not doing that. But anyways, man, we talked about a lot of shit today, guys.
We
this
did.
Is 103, 104. Who knows? Well, we might have a couple minutes if we get rid of the beginning. I don't know. Depends on you. What you want to do? You want to keep going? You want to let them go?
Guys, thank you so much for being here with us
thank
today.
Thank you, guys.
Well.
Okay. Well, what are we clapping for?
We did it, guys.
We did it.
Let the people know what we did, what we accomplished. What do we do? What do we do on this beautiful screen that you're watching us on?
Oh, we got 3,000 subscribers, everybody.
We got music for that. Let's play some patriotic shit.
What an accomplishment. It took us about fucking 17 years.
Hey. Slow progress is better than no progress.
Yes. I guess.
Because I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, my God. All right, guys.
Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow. Peace.
Congratulations.